We don't believe that he's armed. The guards from the detention center do carry weapons. However, they had secured those weapons in lock boxes inside the van before they opened the door, so we don't believe that he had access to a weapon. And there's no indication at this time whether this was something that was planned in advance or if it was something impulsive, an impulsive act in the moment. We don't have any indication of contacts for him here in the area, and we've had no information about communication from him as well. As far as his reason for being here today, it's our understanding that he's currently serving a sentence of more than 100 years in Delaware on attempted murder and related charges. In addition to the Delaware charges or conviction, he's also currently facing charges in Wicomico County for attempted murder. It was for those charges that Wicomico County Detention Center guards drove to Delaware, picked him up, transported him back to Wicomico Detention Center yesterday in preparation for an evaluation this morning that was court-ordered for his charges in Maryland. That's why they were coming here this morning. That was supposed to happen at 10 o'clock. He escaped before they ever made it into the hospital or even made contact with the hospital from the parking lot area. So that's everything that we know at this point. I'm happy to take questions, and I will answer whatever I can.
Jerry, if there's been no sighting of him, you haven't found him, can you explain why the schools that were put on alert nearby have been released and students are being allowed to go about dismissal as usual?
Well, at this point, because he's not armed, that concern has been alleviated. In addition, we don't know if he is still in the immediate area or if he may have had someone help him and he could be a distance away at this point. Partly because we've had no local sightings. That indicates he may not be in the area, but of course we are conducting our search to cover every possibility, and we are still investigating as if he may be local.
Sure, there was a scene a bit earlier on Route 32 where it looked like police were approaching some sort of tractor trailer with their guns drawn. Shed any light on that?
I don't know anything about that. It might have been one of our partnering agencies, but as far as I don't know anything about that.
Found in the woods, can you say, as if he had dropped them after he got out of the van and dropped them in the woods?
It's my understanding that they were found in the area of the van, the parking lot area, before he fled. So we think that if he was secured, he had taken those things off while he was in the van.
And the clothing as well?
Well, the clothing we found in the woods. So we think that he ran and then took off a couple of articles of clothing and dropped them in the woods. What we do know is that every article of clothing that he was wearing was white, and it was not marked with Department of Corrections or any other emblem. So he may have been wearing layers of clothing. We don't know, so we can't assume. But we want anybody who spots someone who meets this description in the area to call 911.
Are you talking white as in like a sweatshirt and sweatpants, or sometimes you see almost like a hazmat kind of suit that these prisoners walk out of?
No, the clothing was more like casual street clothing, I think sweatpants and like a thermal shirt. But again, we've recovered some of those things, so we're not indicating that people should be looking for that specifically, just that whatever he had on would have been white, whether it's a t-shirt or a thermal, sweatpants, boxer shorts, everything he's wearing is white.
Following up on that, is it customary to transport a prisoner from a van?